friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Denzel Washington had some powerful words for Men's Conference about the role of a man. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Christian celebrity Denzel Washington at a men's conference called the Better Man Event reflected on what he hears God telling him during prayer. And the Academy Award-winning actor had some pretty powerful advice on what it means to be a man of God. Denzel Washington joined his spiritual mentor, Pastor A.R. Bernard, in a 30-minute sit-down discussion at the men's conference. And during that time, Denzel opened up about a calling God had laid on his heart. In every prayer, all I hear is, feed my sheep. That's what God wants me to do, he said. At first, this message from the Lord confused the Christian celebrity. But over the years, he says he's come to realize there are all kinds of sheep. He's also realized God is not calling him to do this on his own. So that's why I talk to experienced shepherds to help guide me, he explained. During the men's conference, Denzel Washington went on to discuss the role of a man, and he encouraged men to honor the role God has given them. What is our role as a man? Denzel questioned in regard to how our world is changing. He then went on to explain, the John Wayne formula is not quite a fit right now, but strength, leadership, power, authority, guidance, patience are God's gift to us as men. We have to cherish that, not abuse it. The Christian celebrity also reminded folks not to confuse his identity in Christ with the characters he plays on screen. What I play in the movies is not who I am, it's what I played, he said. I'm not going to sit or stand on any pedestal and tell you about what I had in mind for you or your soul. Because the fact of the matter is, in the whole 40-year process, I was struggling for my own soul. Staying true in Hollywood can't be easy. Our world defines success very differently than in the Bible. And Denzel Washington cautioned those at the men's conference not to get caught up in becoming lovers of ourselves. The number one photograph now is a selfie, he said. So we all want to lead. We're willing to do anything, ladies and young men, to be influential. Fame is a monster, Denzel continued, and we all have these ladders and battles, roads we have to walk in our given lives. Be you famous or whoever's out there listening, we all have our individual challenges. It's cliche, but money don't make it better. It doesn't. Fame just magnifies the problems and the opportunities. So for the men out there looking to become successful, Christian celebrity Denzel Washington had some powerful advice. Remain prayerful and listen to God. Stay on your knees. Watch me, but listen to God, he suggested. I hope that the words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart are pleasing in God's sight, but I'm human. I'm just like you. What I have will not keep me on this earth for one more day. Share what you know, inspire who you can, seek advice. If you want to talk to someone, talk to the one that can do something about it. Constantly develop those habits. What an inspirational man and a powerful reminder to keep God in all we do. Let this book of the law be ever on your lips and in your thoughts day and night, so that you may keep with care everything in it. Then a blessing will be on all your way, and you will do well. Joshua 1:8. Heartbroken parents take 2-year-old off life support and then get an Easter miracle. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Devastated parents of a 2-year-old on life support had to make an agonizing decision when doctors said there was nothing more they could do. But this positive news story is a beautiful reminder that God is the one in control of life and death. It was Christmas 2015 when Dylan Askins' parents experienced their worst nightmare. They rushed their son to the hospital as the toddler struggled to breathe. There, they received terrible news. Doctors diagnosed Dylan with Langerhans cell histiocytosis, LCH, an extremely rare type of lung cancer. As a result of the disease, Cyst covered the poor boy's lungs, causing one of them to collapse. The odds were not in his favor, and things got even worse after he contracted pneumonia. By Good Friday of 2016, the two-year-old's condition was dire. Doctors said they couldn't do any more. They told us things were looking bleak and that we weren't going to get him back, Dylan's mom, Carrie Askin, explained. All the settings on all the machines were at their highest, and he was still struggling. We had him christened. All his family came from all over to say goodbye, including his big brother. Devastated, Dylan's parents soaked in what was expected to be their son's final hours. I hadn't slept for days building up to it, Carrie recalls. I was crying all the time. They had actually closed off part of the unit so we could both stay with him overnight because they thought he could go at any minute. All the while, we were singing to him and talking to him and saying goodbye. But even during these grim circumstances, God was still very much at work. The next day, Dylan's family made the tough choice to pull the plug. Doctors began taking him off of life support. But then, something completely unexpected happened. The little boy's heart rate actually returned to normal. "Stop! There is still fight in him," Carrie told the doctors. With amazement, Dylan's doctors and family watched him grow stronger and stronger. Then his oxygen levels started to pick up, and he started coming back to us, Carrie said. Dylan just kept getting better, and Carrie knew her son's recovery was due to divine intervention. By Easter Sunday, he was stable enough that I felt comfortable enough to have a lie down. I was strong in that belief that he was our Easter miracle, she says. In fact, the whole family recognized they'd witnessed a miracle. When we told our eldest, he said, "He's like Jesus," because he had been learning about it in school, Carrie recalled. A month after waking up from his coma, Dylan was well enough to go back home. And 2 years later, he's happy, healthy, and cancer-free. In this inspirational story about a two-year-old on life support, Dylan's recovery wasn't the only reminder of God at work. Throughout the ordeal, the Atkins family experienced the love of Christ through CLIC Sargent, a charity that helps families with children who have cancer. The charitable foundation assigned the family a social worker who helped find grants to help with the medical bills, as well as help them balance their hospital stays and meetings while finding school support for their oldest son, Logan. For us, it took all the pressure off as we were living in the hospital and it was one less thing to worry about, Carrie explained. It meant we could spend our quality time with our children. It has made us see the value of our time with them so much. What CLIC Sargent gave us was invaluable. They gave us the gift of time with our child when we thought we didn't have much left. Dylan's family now spends their time partnering with CLIC Sargent to help other families with children battling cancer. And every Easter, they not only celebrate Jesus' resurrection, but also the incredible miracle God worked in Dylan's life. "Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise." Jeremiah 17:14.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcast.